Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue that I believe is pertinent for today, for the era in which we're living in, the day in which we find ourselves in. I state that we're living in the chaotic, confusing, calamitous times. We just got through, before the news break, ladies and gentlemen, discussing what I believe would be the potential overview of tonight's debate between cackling Kamala and President Donald J. Trump. We need to pray that God will divinely intervene. But may I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that's subtly but yet very openly taking place in America today is an attempt to get the Christians to stay at home and not vote in about 55 days. Ladies and gentlemen, 40 million Christians did not vote in 2020. Look what we got. And in 2022, I understand some 25 to 26 million Christians did not vote. Look what we have. Ladies and gentlemen, there's an attempt to dissuade Christians from voting in the November the 5th election. I'm going to read a headline and then a word or two from the article. A Texas Democrat who defended sex changes for kids suggests it's unchristian to support Donald Trump. Democrats spent years claiming that President Donald Trump and his supporters constituted a threat to democracy. This narrative has been used to excuse the various attempts to throw Trump in prison and remove him from the ballot. But the narrative now has changed. It appears that the party now may be trying to have a new narrative. Listen to what the article states. Voting for Trump is unchristian, this Democrat from Texas says. Listen, too many Christians have forgotten all about Jesus and now worship at the feet of Donald Trump, a business cheat, a pathological liar, a serial adulterer, a twice impeached insurrectionist, a convicted felon, an adjudicated rapist. I guess it's hate the sin and elect the sinner. This seems to be the new motto of too many Christians in our country today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's criticism trying to keep Christians from voting. It's criticism to try to get a Christian to think that somehow, some way, if I vote for a human being, then I'm doing something wrong. Listen very carefully. Jesus Christ was the only 100% God-man that died on the cross, was caught, tried, and convicted for a sin that he didn't commit. And yet we have those today that are somehow, some way saying that if you're a Christian, you ought not to vote for Donald Trump. But it's okay to vote for Kamala Harris, that believes in murdering a baby up through and including abortion, that believes that it's all right for the butchering of healthy bodies of young men and young women in the transsexual surgeries, a person that believes that it's okay to open the southern borders and destroy the constitutional republic that we have called the United States of America. I could go on and on and on. If a person wants to convince you that as a Christian you ought not to vote for Trump, what's the other alternative? What's the other alternative? if we do not vote, it's a vote for Kamala Harris. If we do vote as Christians, we need to understand we're not voting for Jesus as president. We're voting for a human being that's got a spine and tenacity enough to confront the enemies of our nation, to confront those that are wanting to destroy the Constitutional Republic and our representative form of government. And we need not allow that to try to deceive us into believing that somehow, some way, we ought not to vote. And listen very carefully. I don't know if you've paid attention to the latest news, but there's rioting and pillaging and breaking and burning in Washington, D.C. yesterday, last night, and going on today. Listen carefully. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, as the little book of Amos says. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe without any question that we're going to see more and more of the rioting, the pillaging, the burning, and the destroying to try to take the attention off of who Kamala Harris really is. And Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in particular, you know, Kamala Harris during the rioting in 2020, she set up an account to pay millions of dollars. She paid out to bond out all of the terrorists that were on the streets then. Tim Walz says today that those that are rioting and pillaging and doing the things that they're doing is simply because they disagree with the system that we have, and that's their way of expressing it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a problem when two that's running for president and vice president believe that it's all right to burn America down as long as they can rule over the ashes that are left. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead with a question or comment, please.
Hi. You know, Kamala Harris is a vice president with Biden. Now she's running for president. How is it, in comparison, how is she able to do both offices? It's like a woman married, getting divorced, but she's remarrying before she's finally divorced. That's how I see Kamala Harris. And the other is, like I've told my mom, is the beautiful part that we have is we've had Kamala Harris with Biden for the last 4 years almost, and we've also had President Trump for 4 years. So each one, we know what they all have done and not done. And everyone sinned, and everyone is good and bad and everything like that. Their good and bad of their offices that they've held speaks for themselves. And I have to say, too, it's really frustrating that it's like we're living in the world of dumb and dumber. That's a lot of stupid people. And you
said
you can't
it right.
Get yes. It's really frustrating.
Well, Terry, one of the things you're saying that both candidates, Trump and Harris, both have a track record. The track record of Kamala Harris and the Biden administration, I call it the Biden family cabal. You know, it's been discovered that Biden, throughout the years, has stolen about $27 million that has been given to his payoffs from China and Russia and Ukraine, et cetera, including Iran. And yet they're going to drop it, not go ahead and prosecute and impeach him. But one of the little footnotes to that, just read an article this morning that suggests the potentiality that Joe Biden will go ahead and, even before the election, officially step down as president so that Kamala Harris could be viewed as acting president instead of Joe Biden. And yet Kamala Harris is trying to backpedal on everything that she's done, all of her track record. She's flip-flopping now and changing on everything. But the question, Terry, I believe, it's imperative for every listener to ask the question is this: who's running our nation now? Joe Biden
right.
Certainly is not. Who's running our nation now? It falls on the shoulders of the vice president. And what are we seeing today? We're seeing more chaos and confusion and calamity on a global basis than in the history of America. We're witnessing our United States of America turning our backs on Israel, the apple of God's eye. And the Bible warns any nation that comes against Israel that God's going to curse that nation. So I am petrified to understand the scripture and know what God is going to do based on what our leadership in Washington is doing today with our relationship to Israel. So, Terry, you're exactly right. And the record that Kamala Harris has is wretched, ruinous, and will destroy America if she's given the green light as president to continue to go that trek and expand what she believes and what she's wanting to do. So, Terry, it deserves our serious prayer, our serious concern, and every Christian and conservative voting.
Okay, and then I also agree with that. There's power in prayer. But also, too, it's not biblical, but Mom always said God helps those that help themselves. Harris and Biden, how they just kind of like just take. Why can't us conservatives and Jesus followers, why can't we say, well, like be really persistent, say there's not been any official anything saying that she can even run for president. She has an office to fill that she failed, and she's got to do that term before she can do another one. Like it's like the married woman getting remarried before she's divorced.
Well, Terry, one of the things you're saying, and I think it is very, very serious, and you're spot on with that, we're witnessing Kamala Harris. In fact, it is deeper than that. We're witnessing an individual running for president that's never had a single vote from the public in a primary election for president. It is one that's been appointed, anointed, and arranged by the elitist globalist in America that's pushing her now. In fact, her record is pristine and very, very clear that she is a socialist, Marxist, communist, and yet she's being totally changed by the Marxist media and those elitists that's pushing her to be president of the United States of America. So it deserves our prayer, and you're exactly right. I've heard the term a little bit different. We need to put feet on our prayers. We need to pray. We need to plan, need to be prepared, but we need to participate by voting in this election. It is the most crucial, the most important vote, I believe, in the history of the United States of America. So, Terry, we need to keep praying, keep looking up, but we need to be prepared and stand for truth and walk through what we're going to face in the next 50 to 55 days prior to the election, and not let it dissuade or deter us from standing for truth and voting for Donald J. Trump. Terry, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, I could be wrong, and you can correct me if I am, but I believe about last week or so, I believe Kamala really identified to us how two-faced she really is. She took such a pose to the boy that shot those children in school and killed 4 and wounded 9, and how that just engrossed her completely, but yet she don't mind taking the life of an unborn baby.
That's a good illustration, a good comparison. She doesn't have any problem with murdering a baby in the mother's womb and even out of the mother's womb at birth. And as a result of that, she wants us to believe that somehow, some way, she's got a bleeding heart for someone who goes in to shoot and kill. By the way, that shooter was a wannabe transsexual. That shooter was a sodomite. That shooter was one that was in deep depression because he was, as it was put in one article, that he was avoided and laughed at because he was a wannabe girl, but yet was a boy. And it was out of anger and frustration. And you can bet your boots he was on a psychotropic drug of some type that caused him to do the shooting and the killing. And it's my prayer that they will make public all of this information that generally the news keeps hidden, just as they did with the Covenant Christian Academy up in Tennessee, when that wannabe transsexual that was a girl acting as a boy that thought she was a he and caused that murder to take place there. It deserves our prayer and consideration and the recognition. Kamala Harris, by the way, the most laughable one was for me, where she now says that she believes we need to finish the border wall.
Yeah.
Then it's good. It's a good idea. Look at the 20 million plus that's come in. Look at the murder, rape, mayhem, robberies that is taking place across America today because of 20 million illegal invaders that's come in. And I believe they will be in the streets doing all kinds of mayhem to America during and right up leading up to the election to bring about chaos and confusion so that people be afraid to go out and vote even. But it takes each of us to recognize that only God can intervene and give us victory over the enemy that we're facing. We're facing a demonic enemy. We're facing a demonic enemy today that wants to destroy the United States of America. But we need to keep looking up in the recognition that our days are numbered, and to recognize that once we officially have turned our backs on Israel, and that I believe we've done through the Harris-Biden administration, I believe that that unleashes God's judgment on America as a result of that. It's a warning to every nation, to every people. The nation that blesses Israel, God will bless. The nations that curse Israel, God will curse. That's placing God's curse on America as a result of this administration turning their backs on Israel. But thank you so much. Go ahead.
It also shows that she also speaks with forked tongue.
Absolutely. It's what you'd call a demonic tongue.
Amen.
But thank you so much for your call. Thank you, and God bless you. Keep looking up. I believe we have Terry on the line. Go over to question or comment, please. We've lost Terry. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe is pertinent for every listener. We're living in chaotic, confusing, calamitous times. Part of that is witnessing what is happening in this race for the office of president, where there's a demonic character that's running, wants to flip-flop and lie about everything. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a larger picture than that that we ought to be concerned about. You've heard me say before, for the past months and months and months and months, perhaps the past couple of years, that we're witnessing the initial stands of World War III. The Bible didn't call it World War III, but it's the war that will take place, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, with Russia leading the five nations to come against the nation of Israel. Iran will be one of those nations. Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria will be the nations that will come against the United States, come against the nation of Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're witnessing that. I'm looking at a headline, Israel, Iran, and the World War III. Tensions in the region haven't been this high since October 7th, when Hamas attacked Israel and killed more than 1,400 people, two-thirds being unarmed citizens. And he goes on to say, an all-out regional war about has erupted between Israel and Iran. Such conflict potentially escalates into something even worse, could be World War III. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible didn't refer to it as World War I, II, and III, etc., but it is the global conflagration that we will see taking place in Ezekiel 38 and 39. It's the war with Russia leading five nations against the nation of Israel, and will then bloom into the Battle of Armageddon, which will be the battle of all battles, according to the Word of God. It will be a proliferation leading into the total engulfing of the world in the battle. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, we're living in biblical end times. What Scripture says about Gog and Magog and Russian chaos. As Russia continues an unprovoked invasion in the sovereign nation of Ukraine, political warnings abound. And he goes on to talk about what the prophet Ezekiel said 2,500 plus years ago in the 38th and 39th chapters of the war that's going to take place with Russia. And ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. As we see that taking place, it's going to take God's divine intervention that will head off World War III. It's God's divine, it's God's timing. I can't set the timing. God has already predetermined the timing. We do not know, but we do know that it's on the fast track for that. I believe we have Terry back on the line. Terry, go over to your question or comment, please.
What? Hi, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, go ahead with your question.
It's a comment, and it's about Obama and one of the books that he wrote, and also, too, about Kamala. She is of many not races. I'm not going that way. Faith, because Hindu, Christianity, and now Jewish. And no Jewish.
Kamala doesn't know who she is, what she is. Kamala is a fake, phony farce. She was elected to any office in the past. She was promulgated and pushed into the offices that she was in by a special boyfriend that she had that was in the political arena in California. She did not win the influence of the people to say, put me in that office. It was ultimately that, but it was carried out behind the scenes by the sleep-in boyfriend that was in a political position to get her placed in places of leadership. She does not have a track record to run on. In fact, she was running for president or vice president in 2019 and 2020. 2020. She didn't even have 1% of her own state of California. She didn't get to the point and place where she was considered a real candidate. She dropped out, and I think even now as vice president, she has a rating of less than Joe Biden. I think it's 30-32%. And yet somehow, some way, we're to believe that she can lead a nation, that she can be the president, sit in the Oval Office. That is a farce. That's a lie from the pits of hell. And it's one that's trying to be promulgated and pushed so that Christians will not vote for Joe Biden, but will vote for her. But she's a flip-flop now. We need to understand that what we're seeing now is the unfurling, the opening the door of a global conflagration called World War III. And the hot spot today is in not just Ukraine, but in all of the Middle East. And Kamala Harris and Joe Biden does not have the power, the authority to do anything about it, because they're talking about trying to have a peace deal, a peace negotiation. And that will never happen because they're negotiating with the enemy behind the scenes, paying the enemy behind the scenes to try to destroy Benjamin Netanyahu, trying to remove him from office and trying to overthrow the legitimate nation of Israel. So it deserves our prayer and asking God to intervene. Thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question and comment, please.
Hey, brother. I just want to see a comment. You know, the Europe where all this nonsense of the woke movement started it. And now some of those countries, I've seen the destruction and how crazy he has become. And they are turning little by little. I mean, look at Italy. Look at Germany, or all countries. They bought it now. You see, here the media is the, how they call it? The right wing, the extreme right. But wait a minute. These are people that they are sick and tired of seeing their culture being destroyed and their nations. And I saw yesterday, I was watching the news with my wife, and I saw that Germany started deporting illegals, fake asylum seekers from Germany. And you see the liberals in that country marching, protesting, and claiming human rights. I mean, how crazy is this? Those are proven rapists, criminals, gang leaders, and the liberals are claiming human rights. That they don't have, Germany doesn't have the right to deport these people. I mean, it's crazy. But what caught my attention is,
Jose, it's not just with Germany. What we see right now, listen very carefully, and I believe our listeners need to understand this. Let's do a hypothetical that Donald J. Trump is reelected as the 47th president. Donald J. Trump comes into the office. He's already said he's going to deport all of these illegal invaders that's come in. He will attempt to do so, but we will have court after court after court after court that will vote, that will pass laws to make it impossible and to try to in some way impinge and infringe upon the president's authority to do the deporting. Because the idea in America is, once you're in American soil, you have a right of defense. You have a right. All of the rights of our Constitution in America for citizens are then afforded to the non-citizen, the illegal invaders that come in. So therefore, if there is an attempt to remove them, they're going to have the liberal courts on their side. Therein lies the problem.
Yes. And especially now with those hearings, with the liberals filling those positions with judges that they have no clue what a woman is, something so simple. So that's why they're doing what they're doing. They're filling the courts with all those liberal judges. So when it's time to deport non-proven criminals, they're going to sky high with the ACLJ, with the ACLU, and all these people. I mean, this is nonsense. But the funny thing, what caught my eye, brother, was these people have been that path already. I guess the Netherlands or Holland, they are saying, wait a minute, why aren't we transitioning minors? This is no. Wait a minute, and they are changing little by little. But yeah, America is heading that way, and they don't see the damage and the psychological destruction that it creates in minor kids. My point is, don't we need to pay attention to what's going on in those countries that started that mess? It's time for the people to wake up in America and vote for somebody that wants what is good for the family and what keeps the values in this country, which have made it so great. Otherwise, it's gonna keep going downhill the way it is, unfortunately, brother. So we have to pray for America. God bless you, brother. Thank you very much.
Jose, you're exactly right. We need to get back to the fundamental basics. We need to get back to our Constitution. One of the things that's so dangerous, Tim Walz knows nothing about the Constitution when he says that freedom of speech is not freedom of speech. It needs to be controlled. I believe we have someone on the line, a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Youngblood. This is Angela. I just want to thank you for being a light in this darkness now. And I don't have a question about Kamala, but it's about what she's done. I was listening to Newsmax yesterday, and they were talking about the Haitians that they're letting in there in our country, in Ohio, like over 100,000, and just lately. And they were going up into the parks and picking up the ducks and wringing their necks and eating them. Just like that, in front of everybody. And then they're going up to people's pets, because that's how they live in Haiti, I guess, or whatever that, Katie. And they were just calling the cats and dogs that would come up to them and eating them. And I guess that's how they live. And this is all happening now because they're letting in so many Haitians, and they're letting in cannibals, people that are cannibals. And this was on the news last night in Newsmax on David, the Pulse, and David Harris Jr., and he had this guy that visits Haiti, and he was telling them about how they have witch doctors and all that, and they're letting them all in here, and this is going to be in our backyards, and it's, I know it has nothing to do with what you're talking about today, but it does, because it's her fault and Biden's fault that these people are here, and I don't even, what are you going to tell a little kid when he sees him wring the neck of a duck and start eating him in a park? I mean, what do you tell a kid?
You're exactly right. Let me jump in, because of our limited time. Let me jump in and say this.
Okay.
You're exactly right, and that's that news I am also familiar with, and it's the Haitians that's coming in, and there it's basically bringing in witchcraft and voodoo and all of these demonic things that's being worshipped in Haiti being brought into America. And one particular town that you're speaking of, they basically have invaded and going into the parks and eating the ducks and other fowl, mm-hmm. and also cats and dogs, and thinking nothing about it, and breaking into homes, breaking into apartments, taking over the cities, et cetera, et cetera. And yet we're supposed to embrace that and say that it's okay because, as Tim Walz says, they're just simply new Americans? No, they're illegal invaders that will destroy our nation lest we elect Donald J. Trump as the next president. And then we need to pray and ask God to give him power and authority to do what needs to be done and to deport all of the illegal invaders, or it will destroy our nation. Thank you so much for your call today. But listen, for these last few seconds, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that we need to recognize that we're battling against the enemy. And the same enemies that are the demonic enemies battling in America are battling in Israel today with the attempt to dethrone Benjamin Netanyahu and allow the communists, the socialists, the Marxists, the Chinese, the Russians, et cetera, and Iranians come in and destroy the little postage stamp called the Nation of Israel. It is the apple of God's eye, and the only hope that we have today is to pray and to plan, prepare, and be involved in the participation of the vote on November the 5th, or we have lost America if we don't. We need to pray and ask God to intervene and heal our land. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Mandarin at 91.7.
If you've ever been in a health crisis, or maybe someone in your family was dealing with one, you know it can be one of the most challenging and even lonely times in life. And in that moment, when you have a difficult path to walk, you don't have to walk alone. That is what MediShare is all about. It really is sharing not just each other's medical bills, but each other's cares. It is a community of like-minded believers who can pray for you and support you every step of the way. MediShare is the affordable, reliable alternative to health insurance, but it's about so much more than that. It's about peace of mind in the good times and the tough ones. You can call now. It is refreshing to talk to people who really are here to serve you. You can experience